This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Mary Grady from AvWeb, and today we're talking with Barrington Irving, who we last caught up with last year, shortly after he made a solo flight around the world. He was the youngest pilot and the first black pilot ever to do that. And now he was in the news again recently with a new project he's working on called Experience Aviation. So, Barrington, if you can tell us what that's all about.
Well, basically what we did was we had students come together this summer, and these were students located in a five-mile radius of the from the airport, and we had them come together and assemble and build an aircraft in 10 weeks. These are inner-city students. All of them attend sailing schools, and first we challenged them with an after-school program during the school year, and we took it up one notch and said, you know what, we want to see if you can build an aircraft in 10 weeks, and if you build it, my commitment to you all is that I'll fly it. And these students applied themselves. There was a huge learning curve for them. They've never done anything like this to learn basics such as riveting, sheet metaling, and so forth. They came together and they built a Zenith Zodiac Excel.
That's great. And how did they do that exactly? Who was working with them as they did they come after school and work with aircraft mechanics, or how did it work?
Yes, what we did was we partnered with George T. Baker Aviation High School. And we utilized their instructors, and we also utilized some of their students. And this is, you know, an amazing experience for everyone involved, because no one has ever built an aircraft that was amongst the group. I mean, the instructors had the various skills and technical training, but, you know, for everyone it was indeed a challenge. So we brought everyone together. We created a system where it was 60 students, and we basically had the more advanced students serve as crew chiefs. And they basically guided all the students, and we went through all the safety, the preparation, and training, and so forth. And they worked together in order to accomplish it. And we ordered the aircraft, and they had 10 weeks to get it done, and they did. They stayed anywhere from, they were required to stay with us in the summer, Monday to Friday, 5 hours a day. And these students will stay 10, 12 hours to finish it. They were just really motivated about it and wanted to see it done.
Yeah, I'm sure that would motivate them. And then you went out and did the first flight of the airplane, is that right?
Yes, the first test flight, you know, and, you know, a lot of people thought I was crazy, but, you know, I believe in these kids, and I believe in aviation and how it can inspire and motivate young people to do great things. And, you know, now we have 60 students that want to pursue careers in aviation and become various professionals in the field. And these were students who have never considered aviation. And it just reminds me of myself when I got introduced to it and turned down a full football scholarship to get involved in aviation. It just has that effect on you.
Okay. And will they have access to the airplane now? Will these students have a chance to learn how to fly?
Yes, yes. We'll have access. We're also utilizing, because what we're doing at Experience Aviation is that, you know, we're developing educational solutions to basically bridge the gap between industry and classroom, and, you know, from the levels of middle school and high school, targeting these young people, I mean, as early as middle school, because by the time these kids reach high school, they're no longer, you know, really interested in exploring and thinking outside the box. Which is a huge challenge we have to overcome. And one of the nation's biggest problems we have right now is just getting young people excited about math and science, and aviation serves as a wonderful tool for that. So we're looking at ways to bridge the gap to the classroom. We have various school districts and so forth that's very interested in what we're doing and wanting to get involved. And we're just basically building up the curriculum and the pathways for these students. It's not just to have a project, but it's having pathways for these students or anyone that wants to learn more about what we're doing. They can visit experienceaviation.org. That's experienceaviation.org. And they'll see what we're doing. And we're constantly, you know, we're looking for more mentors, volunteers, sponsors, community partners in order to continue this grassroots effort.
Oh, that's great. So are you going to keep doing this, like building more airplanes, or what happens next?
Yes, I don't think I have a choice. The community wants to see it again. We're based in Miami, and the community down here. They want to see it again. As a matter of fact, when I flew the aircraft, we had 4,000 kids show up out of the blue. And it was an amazing day, and the community wants to see more of it. We have a tremendous backlog of students that's wanting to get involved in aviation, and which is a positive response. So we do plan to continue this and expand this on a nationwide scale and, get others involved.
That's great. And how do you support it? How do you how are you raising money to make this happen?
We're raising money from anywhere from our private donors to corporations, and we've gotten athletes involved. We've gotten major corporations involved, communities, and to just support in whatever way they can, whether financially or volunteering their time or whatever the case may be. And everybody sets our pride aside, and we roll up our sleeves and we do what we need to do. And it's just amazing to see that happen, and the students feed off of that because they're truly seeing folks that believe in them and believe in their potential of what they can accomplish.
Now, were you involved in the actual building or did you just kind of
No.
organize it? Yeah.
No, I was just a visionary for it. While I was flying around the world, I was saying to myself, I wonder if I can take students with no prior experience, challenge them, and have them build an aircraft in 10 weeks. I wonder how this experiment would turn out. So I started to connect the dots, bring all the people together, and sell everyone on the vision. And people, thought, hey, you might have something here. And sure enough, it worked.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it did work, and it's just an amazing project. So, I hope you have a lot of luck in continuing to expand it.
Oh, no, thank you. And like I said, for anyone that wants to get involved or see what we're doing, they can visit experienceaviation.org. And we love AvWeb, and you guys have been just great to us.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.